The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
713 says, look at the bright side. They got the Blue Angels to fly over our hospital. That was badass today. I don't know if you've got a chance to get out and see them.
Oh, I did. I think I was maybe a little bit early in the thing because I saw it in the Woodlands. First of all, the thing didn't go right down 45 like the Pat said it was going to.
Yeah.
They totally missed that. Secondly, like when they went over us, there was no smoking. Like it was just, it looked like a bunch of birds flying in a row. I mean, it was wildly disappointing. And then I saw a bunch of other people's videos and I'm like, dude, that's badass. Like, why didn't he do that by me?
Did you see your buddy Chris Del Conte taking a shot at the Aggies today?
Yes. Aggie and Longhorn, just stop it. Both of you make excuses why it can't happen. They're both scared because they don't want to look bad. Neither team wants to look bad in their own state. And it's just a bunch of posturing, and it's pathetic and lame.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'll take some calls. There's also the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you miss the first 2 hours, well, you missed, it's been kind of a bummer today because of some things that have happened around the station. But, you know, we're muddling through, and we'll continue to muddle through for the last hour here. It'll all be available on podcastarena.com. A couple people following up on the videos. Rory says his first was Devo, whip it good.
Yeah, that was, I remember that one quite a bit. That one and the ones you were talking about, they were a little before I was watching MTV regularly, but my parents were, I mean, you know, they were hip to watching some of this stuff, so it wasn't out of the ordinary for MTV to be on my house before I was filled with preteen angst. So I remember some of those, but I'm just my era of MTV, which is like basically the Beavis and Butthead era. Those were the videos that were big for me.
And somebody else mentioned Aha, Take Me On. I remember that one really well because like it was cartoon. And yeah, that's another one that they played a lot. So probably, like I said, Longhorn Dimitri says, I remember being scared by the Thriller video. That one was pretty scary. That was well done. I think that was the best of his.
My dad locked me in a dark room on Halloween weekend and walked out of the room. It was right at dusk. The lights weren't on. He put me in front of the TV and said, here, watch this. You'll enjoy it. And then shut the door and left me. I was 5 years old.
Oh, do you feel like that was child abuse?
Not abuse, but it scarred me for a while. I was afraid to be in a dark room. Like, anytime I was shutting lights off, like walking around the house at night.
How old were you?
I was 5 at that time.
Okay. Well, when I was 5, my mom had me watching Nightmare on Elm Street, so I don't feel that bad for you.
Oh, I'm not asking you to feel bad for me. I'm just saying. Like, that's why I don't like scary stuff. Is that happened? I was like, yeah, I'm out on scary movies.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll just to throw my messed up childhood in here. When I was that age, we still had a drive-in down off 45 in Dickinson. It was between Dickinson and Lamarck. And my dad and my mom would take me to see movies like The Exorcist and stuff like that. I mean, I was watching rated R movies when I was 5 and 6 years old. And, you know, I think I turned out okay. I don't know, man. Maybe not.
That.
I haven't whacked anyone, but, you know, I do write some disturbing fiction. Maybe that's where it comes from. Speaking of which, I'll make the sequel available for a few more days. If you want a copy, if you want to pay for it, great. If you don't worry about it. Just email me, fowler975@gmail.com, and I'll send you a copy. I'm going to shut it off Monday because I need to get to work on the actual publishing process, and you know, I'm going to take a bath on because I've given away so many of them. But hey, happy to do it right now. PZ said, sad about the great guys had to be let go. Thankful to still have the Blitz. Please be around forever. Who knew FM radio could be so bleeping good that I listen after I get home from work?
I got news,
like
bro.
The Blitz, I got two words for you.
We won't be around forever. That's the reality of it. This business gets everybody eventually.
And I honestly, I don't know how long we're going to be able to continue to do this. We're going to do the best we can. And, you know, so pre-Rona, I would have said, yeah, man, I think we can do another 5 years of this thing at least. Now, I don't know. I mean, nobody knows. And I don't, I don't know, man. I'm worried about the future. I've been worried about it since everybody started saying, okay, we're stopping sports, we're stopping all this, and with no real plan for how long it was going to be, no real plan on how to do it the right way. And so, yeah, I just, at this point, there's a lot of uncertainty for all of us, and it's not just us, guys. There's a bunch of you out there in the same boat, and I'm just thankful to still be working and hope that I can keep doing it. But yeah, I'm not confident that, you know, we're gonna survive as long as I'd hoped we would. But that's, you know, but not gonna stop us from enjoying each show, because, you know, who knows at this point. So he says, thanks a lot, guys. Now money for nothing is stuck in my head.
Chicks for free.
Yep. But yeah, it got me thinking. There's like movies. There's so many movies now that you couldn't make. Like Fast Times at Ridgemont. I mean, yeah. How many times did Spigoli say those guys are British cigarettes?
Yep.
Yeah. Just, you know, it's changed a lot, and it needed to. But we're talking, what, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
No, that's a long ass time. Getting a bunch of other ones. Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. That was probably closer to your time.
Yeah. That's a wheelhouse for
Motley
me.
Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls. Hot for Teacher, Van Halen. That's another one.
Yep.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Somebody said, my sister snuck me in to see New Jack City when I was 7. Oh, man. It was a weird time, and you know, I am always, it's always fun for me to go back and look at the hairstyles and all that stuff, because that was me. I had the members only jackets and the parachute pants and all the goofy stuff from the '80s that you look back on now and you say, yeah, that probably was not a good look, but it was cool at the time, AJ.
That's what matters. You were the coolest.
I don't know about that. But, yeah, I mean, I was pretty cool. I mean, I have a lot of flaws as a human being, and there's a lot of things about me that I don't like, but I've always been pretty cool. Oh, here's a good one from 409. Soul Man with C. Thomas Howell. No way you can make that movie now.
I don't know if I've even seen it.
Oh, if I'm remembering the plot correctly, he was trying to get into Harvard, and he wound up not getting in and uses some kind of weird stuff on his face to pretend to be black. And yeah, so he gets in, and basically that's the whole story. And then at the end, they find out he's really not black. And
it took them till the end of the movie to figure that out.
I mean, so bad because it was C. Thomas Howell in blackface, essentially.
Oh, boy.
And C. Thomas Howell's about as white a looking guy, even now. But back then, he was about as white a looking actor as you could find. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you couldn't make that movie now. It was James Earl Jones was in it as one of the law professors. Yeah, boy, there's that. That's a good pull, Texter. That's a really good pull. So, takes us back. Ray Don Chong was the lead actress.
Oh,
I didn't remember that, but she had a stretch where she was doing movies and she was just smoking hot. Yeah, Dustin just tweeted out a picture of Fred with the cool look from the 80s with the long hair and the stoned look and the guitar. But yeah, maybe that look doesn't hold up as well now, but in the 80s, that picture was pretty cool.
That's right.
That was how wannabe rock stars looked. So
I always picture you like in high school. Do you remember in Billy Madison when he goes back to high school and he gets out of it like his he's got like a T-bird and a blue jean jacket and he gets out and pops the collar and he's got the Stroke playing really loud on his speakers. That's what I imagine you like in high school.
Yeah, and you know what? I had an IROC Z28.
There you go.
I didn't get that until I got it by my senior year because the first car I had was a beat up old Pontiac that we bought from Ed Fowler, who was a columnist at the Chronicle at the time, and that lasted about 3 months because it barely ran. And then I had a Ford Maverick, which was pretty much up until the end of high school. And then a friend of ours who was a really good pitcher who'd been drafted by Seattle, and he would have made the majors, but he took a line drive to the face and it ended his career.
Yeesh.
But when he moved home, he got married and sold me his IROC Z. And that was like the best car I've ever had. Midnight blue. That thing was beautiful. I don't even know if I still have a picture of it, which sucks. And then the first wife made me get rid of it. So another reason why she'll always go down as the worst one.
Why you love her so much. You mean,
No, I don't.
Didn't you call her your sweet babu or something like that?
Baboon, maybe.
Oh, a sweet baboon. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, so I said, didn't he take a pill or something in Soul Man to turn black? I forgot about that. Yeah, I think it was a pill. And, yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. So he says, been a crazy couple of months. My first time listening to the show since March. Glad to hear your voices. I hope it's because you're out and working again. And if you are and listening to us, man, we appreciate you guys. It's been it has been a rough couple of months, and you know we've got some tough times ahead of us, and all we can do is just hang in there and do the best we can. All right, so we're going to have Jerome Solomon next segment because we didn't have him yesterday.
That's right.
But, you know, and maybe, just maybe, I think I'm going to go grab myself a Carbach.
Good move, my man. Yeah, Carbach, one of those sponsors that we love to have on. And, guys, they are continuing to do great things for the community. Obviously, they've done a lot during this closure. They've fed a lot of people. But year-round, basically, they're doing these things. Crawford Box supports the Astros Foundation year-round. Coastal Conservation Ale supports CCAF Texas year-round. They do these things, and it's really great. And, you know, they're a company that, like I said, is here for the community. And on top of that, let's just be honest, the beer is good, and that's the most important thing. At the end of the day, you want a nice, tasty beverage. It's a great place to go. They've upped their production during all this quarantine to make sure that the grocery stores stay stocked. And boy, are they. Whatever your taste, you want the IPAs, they've got a ton of them. In fact, they've got a mixed four-pack out there. You want the Love Street, they've got that. They're doing a great partnership with Southern Smoke. And, they're, of course, if you're lucky, you can find the Hellfighter, the BBH Hellfighter. Guys, just check them out. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, to see when things are going to get back to normal. But until then, when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you grab some Carbach.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Behold the King. The King of Kings. And
your knees, Doug.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And give away a couple more books on the break there. And a few more people asking for my email address. Again, it's just faour975@gmail.com. And joining us now, the legend. Good to have Jerome Solomon back on the show. How you doing, buddy?
Good, fellas. How are y'all, man? Y'all need to pick it up a little bit. Now, it's been good and fun as always, but I'll say good, but not as much fun. I can understand. You guys are y'all battling through it. It's impressive to see pros how you guys work under certain circumstances, you know? But I'm listening and enjoying it because I'm familiar with everything that's happening in a lot of ways, but I did think you guys missed out on a couple of things. One thing for sure, I'll go to the serious part first, then we'll have some fun with Soul Man, the classic movie, so bad. Hey, the NAACP was boycotting his movie. It was pretty big at the time. One thing, Fred, and I know you didn't mean it in the way that I'm going to fix it, but you're talking about don't be dogging your sponsors, et cetera. One thing, listeners, listen. The guys don't say it very often, and it's kind of one of those things that should be understood, but trust me, if you have a problem with one of the sponsors who didn't deliver what you wanted and didn't give you what you were expecting, a call of Fred Fowler will get that fixed, because that's one of the things about being intimately involved with sponsors the way
that's
the station
true.
And the shows are. These people, they respond to what Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman say, hey, man, I sent this guy to y'all, and y'all did this. Hey, now, you're not going to get something for free just by mess playing a game, but trust me, the people that work with them, because these guys' names are on these. They're involved with it, so it means something to them that they treat you right as well. You can't do any better than following the people's sponsors from the guys that you trust, because y'all guys wouldn't sign them on as sponsors if you didn't trust them.
Exactly. And anytime there is a problem with the sponsor, I'm the first one to send emails. So everybody wants to look good in those relationships.
No, that's absolutely right. And when those instances have happened, our guys have been incredibly responsive, and there were a couple that weren't, and guess what? I basically said, I'm not representing you anymore, because this isn't what, this isn't what I signed up for, and it's not what I want our listeners to do. So absolutely, 100% accurate. And
yeah,
did you see,
go ahead.
Did you see Corizo on Twitter tweeted out a picture from Soul Man? C. Thomas Howell does not even look remotely black.
But he was taking some tanning pills, and then the plot line was he was taking tanning pills, and then obviously he was in he wasn't in blackface, he was in like light brown face. So it was awful. I mean, like, Spike Lee had just lost his mind at the idea of the movie. Before it even came out, he was already going off, and it was huge. Black people, we were not pleased. But then when we watched it, we were still not pleased, but it was hilarious.
Spoiler alert, dude should have been in jail.
It was fun. Yeah, I did. No, he was like, but the thing was, to give them a little bit of leeway here, they were trying to prove that once he learned what it was really like to be black in America, he had a whole different understanding. He's like, man, brothers got it hard up in here, But it was, it was a stretch. But I did see a thing. I'm trying to remember when it was. Because frankly, I never saw this movie. What was the movie with? It was a straight farce or a comedy with the in where the guy was in blackface in the army or something. Was
Tropic
it in
Thunder.
Vietnam, maybe? Oh. Or?
Yeah, Tropic Thunder.
Tropic
yeah.
Thunder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember the dude, C. Thomas Howell, saying, hey, you know, they made it in Tropic Thunder, and people didn't have as much of a problem with it. But I never saw Tropic Thunder, so I didn't get that. But I remember him, it's been bothering him his whole career. Like, man, they still coming at me for trying to be a black guy in a movie. But he wasn't trying to be a black guy. He was being a white guy acting like a black guy. It was terrible, but it was funny, though. It was good stuff.
Yeah, that was Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder, and I don't know that anybody's thinking of him as anything but Iron Man, but it was a hilarious character. But yeah, it is kind of weird that they did it, but that whole movie was freaking hilarious. So you need to watch that.
One thing that I do think we get a little past ourselves in saying you can't do that today in some of the stuff that you've done before. Oh, you can. It'll be huge. You'll make more noise today doing some of the stuff that was done where people didn't even think twice about it in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See, I hear a lot of you could never do Blazing Saddles today.
Please.
When the reality is, you could. It'd help a lot if you were a black director doing it.
Right. Yeah.
Or if you're like, you know, if you're Quentin Tarantino, he can get away with that. And Quentin Tarantino stuff, he gets away with it. You just basically have to have skins on the wall. Mel Brooks had skins on the wall then, he'd have them now. But yeah, you don't want to be. You don't want your first direct. You don't want your directorial debut to be Blazing Saddles 2.
No, right. Yeah, you got to kind of have the skins on the wall. But I think more importantly, it has to be good.
That's true.
If something is really good, then even the people who would agree with the protesters and the whiners, they'll go, "Dude, did you watch it?"
Well, that's like
this was good stuff. You know?
Like Django Unchained. I mean, you hear that the N word nonstop throughout that movie. But did anybody think of that as like a racist movie? Was it race? I don't think so. I think it was. I mean, it was almost the black guy was the hero in the story.
And if a brother made that movie and there were zero N words in it, we'd be like, yeah, dude, you're not even trying to be real up in here.
Who's watching this movie?
Right, you're not delivering the reality of what we expect, because yeah, we picture it flowing like that even more so. So yeah, it's so much of this stuff is we're in such a complain about everything, society and all of that. But I don't think the complaining stops us from doing stuff. It's just you got to be prepared to complain. In my column today, I talked about I really believe that. Like the NFL, especially since they have more time than the NBA and Major League Baseball, they're not going to play empty stadiums. They might start with, you know, a smaller number of seats and 20,000 instead of 80,000 or whatever and work their way to it. And you know what's going to happen? When they start playing games and have fans in the stadium, there will be people outside protesting. If they started playing games with no fans in the stadium, you know what would happen? There would be people outside protesting.
Yeah.
People are ready to protest one side or the other. It's what we're living in. And the more I've been around and have talked to enough billionaires, because, you know, that's how I roll, I kind of realize they're like, it doesn't really affect them because they're like, people are going to protest whatever it is that I do, so I might as well do the thing that makes me the most money.
Yeah, that's my favorite part is when people are there will be people outside outside Minute Maid protesting that there are people inside and it's not safe, and they'll be in a group of 500 all piled up on top of each other with no masks like a bunch of dummies.
Exactly. I mean, it's that the world that we're living in now is a weird place in that sense of just. Because the people are already planning the protest. They don't even know what the
we're not sure what it's going to be.
But I'm mad. Not even just protest. There are people who are mad right now just at the discussion of a college football game in October. And they're mad about it. It's May. It's crazy, but we live in a world where people are just not comfortable. And I mean, And trust me, I've been black, you know, pretty much. I was black when
almost your whole life.
Soul Man came out. Yeah, when Soul Man came out, I was real black then. And as I tell people, man, I can get angry pretty quickly because I'm black. Have no choice in America, but I'm not going to get mad about something that hasn't happened yet. And that's the one thing I think that we're missing out on. We're getting mad about things that haven't even happened, things that don't even exist, and we need to back off of that. And that's what, to circle this back around, that's one of the great things about the best of sports radio, and you guys do that every day, and you know I love my boy Barry Laminack. He does it regularly and did it every day, where I don't care what you're mad about, you need to relax and enjoy life because he's bringing some fun to it. And that's what we're here for in this particular medium, to me.
Yeah, well said. I mean, that's the idea, is, you know, try to entertain people, especially when things suck. And guess what? They suck right now. So, yeah, today hasn't been as irreverent, and, you know, but we'll get back to it tomorrow. I think... you know, that's just how things work, man.
No, I'll tell you that what kind of inspired me on this is that I didn't hear you the last couple of days. The last time I heard, I listened to Tepper with you guys on Friday. And so I listened to that whole thing, and that feeling, that joy of like, man, yeah, that's what it's about, et cetera, et cetera. And then I come here, and I'm like, well, things change real quick.
That's what it's about too.
But and he said it in. He, you know, even the way he was describing how y'all ended up where you are, it involved a hill, you know. And that's that world that you're in, man. The next day, it could just change dramatically. And believe me, I've been a listener far more than I've been a host or someone on air. And man, you're like, wait a minute. Where'd they go? What happened?
Yep.
What happened to the thing that was taking up so much of my time? And believe me, there have been times, there have been shows that took up my time that weren't even good, but I allowed them to because that was what it was.
You talking about your show with Tepper?
Yeah, my show with Tepper is so bad. It's just, but stuff like that, it really throws you when there are people. I'm telling you, at least once every couple of weeks, somebody will hit me up out of the blue. Man, Mr. Russ. I'm like, dude, that was way back when. But you affect people's lives, even when you know it. But there, you know, when you're in the middle of it, you're not even thinking about it. You're just doing what you do. But when we really take a big picture look at it, it's pretty important. And I mean, I talk to athletes all the time, and some of them really get it, that they're doing something that affects a lot of lives and others don't. But man, it's what makes it fun. It's what makes it challenging. What we do, I mean, y'all don't go out here every day, you know, from 4 to 7 to make money. I mean, you get paid, but you're not there to make money. You're there to make good, entertaining radio. You're there to affect somebody's life. You know what I mean? Because most of the people who are listening to you, they're not going to come up to you tomorrow and hand you any cash.
Right.
But they're going to come up to you tomorrow or come up to you next week or next year and go, man, when y'all said the so-and-so and the such-and-such, it was the most hilarious thing I ever heard. And you're sitting there thinking, wait a minute, what are they talking about? Oh, my goodness, that was 2 years ago.
So, dude, that's but what it, I took away from listening to Raheel and Barry today on their last episodes was – people bringing up, you know, things that they did years ago. I still get tweets about a show I did called The Happy Fun Ball Show that I did in, like, we're talking about 2004 or 2005. Then people are telling me about comedy bits that I used to do. And it's like, dude, I don't even remember that. How do you remember that? But it's funny that you never know when you turn the mic on every day. You could make a lasting memory for somebody. And it's pretty wild.
I tell you how you don't exactly remember because that's what you do.
Yeah.
You're sitting in the studio every day and that's what you do. The listeners on those particular days, those special moments, they're driving, they pull over because they're like, I'm weaving and people are going to think I'm drinking because I'm laughing too hard. Or they're sitting in the driveway and their wife is like, why the hell are you not coming in the house? Who the hell are you talking to? Who is she? What is she wearing?
It's Fred.
And they're listening to you because it's Fred. It's Fred. Yeah. It's that, what's that, that commercial? It's like, it's like, who is she?
Oh,
it's
Jake Fred. From State Farm.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who is this? State Jake State. From State Farm. Just show her a picture of Fred. She'll be fine. She won't feel threatened at all.
What is Fred wear? What does Fred's hair look like? Well, it depends on the year. That was cheap.
I mean, at least he's got more options than we've got, Jerome. You got to give him that.
Oh, yeah. It's there. Trust me. I had Bomani Jones on my TV show a couple weeks ago, and he's just been letting his grow out, and he's been joking about being bald and cutting his hair and dogging everybody that's bald for years. That's part of his shtick in that sense. And so he was wearing a hoodie on my TV show, and then when we were finished taping, I was like, dog, you ain't about to take the hood off of a brother. And he pulled it down, and the dude had a half row. Now, the problem was, it wasn't everywhere. There was a spot or two missing.
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh, you had a hole in your natural. But it's there. It's way more hair than most of us. And I said, I didn't really, you know, I've been cutting my hair short for so long, I don't even know where it does or doesn't grow. But, man, I went about a week and a half, and I was like, wait a minute. There's always hair right there. Where'd that go? You know, it's not there anymore. So no, I'm jealous of people who hair just grow wild and worse than that, the beard thing. I can go 10 years without shaving, and you'd be like, man, what's, you know, why are the holes all in your face?
I've got two options for my hair. It's either bald or Hulk Hogan. That's the two looks I can go with.
Exactly. But yeah, man, y'all are doing great. It's always good stuff. And you know, sometimes, you know, you need to remember that what y'all are doing is so much better than what we get anywhere else. And sometimes the people listening, we don't think about it until days like today. You know, there are people who they spent their entire afternoons daily enjoying the Usual Suspects, and it's just like, they're like, wait a minute, you can't do that to me. And unfortunately, those things happen. But as I told Barry, people will be hitting you up years from now going, hey, man, that was hilarious.
Yep.
So you did good stuff, man.
Well, Jerome, we appreciate you coming on with us, man. Obviously, not a fun day for us, but we appreciate you lightening the mood a little bit.
All right, fellas, y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. Yeah, I still get texters asking about the Jerome and Jorge show from way back in the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you know, I know you guys think I'm a hedonist degenerate, but that's why I always say, man, you got to live every day. You got to enjoy every show because you don't know what's around that corner. And, you know, that's how I try to live my life. And I think that's how we do the show. So are we playing music here, or are we just going?
That's it.
Okay. We will take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And just to tack on what we were talking about with people advertising, shout out to the William Price guys for doing the hand sanitizer thing. When we went to the bar last night to pick up our tacos and drinks, they had a bunch of their hand sanitizer in there. So very cool what a lot of people are doing. We mentioned that the Whitmires have been doing that and employing some people. So it's, you know, I mean, there is some good out there, and there's some good people. So do your best to support those guys if you can. And always great having Jerome on. And, you know, I think You're right. He lightened the mood a little bit. So, for Pat in the 409 says, I wish someone would have the cojones to do a Blazing Saddles remake and keep it honest. I don't want to see that movie remade. It's like, to me, that's like Animal House. You know, it's too good the way it is.
Yeah, there's some movies which don't need to be remade, and they were perfect for the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that falls in that category.
I know that's the big thing now in Hollywood is let's remake everything, but you know, I'm okay with it the way it is. There are some movies I would like to see remade. I'd like to see The Road Warrior redone, because I think with the special effects we have now, that movie could be awesome. Like have a Michael Bay version of The Road Warrior. But and like Logan's Run, that's another one I'd like to see remade, but for the most part, you know, I think classics should be left alone. But that's just me. Is there anything that you wanted to get to here? Because we haven't really dived into a lot of stuff today, and I'm sure you had something you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I was looking at ESPN. Obviously, they've been killing it with this Last Dance documentary. Did you see what they're doing right after the Bulls documentary ends?
No,
they've got three more in the pipelines, and the two Sundays after the Bulls doc ends will be Lance, which is a Lance Armstrong story. After that, there will be on June 7th, it's going to be a doc called Be Water, which it takes a personal look at the life of Bruce Lee, which I'm interested in.
That I'm very interested in, yes.
And then Long Gone Summer will premiere June 14th. Chronicling the 1998 home run chase between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And I'm not sure how long it doesn't say in this for some reason. It says 2 weeks on the Lance, 1 week for the Be Water, but it doesn't say how long the Long Gone Summer will last. But clearly it looks like they've got some they've got some in the chamber, if you will.
Well, good for them. It gives them something to air, and that one's been really popular.
Really popular is an understatement. That thing's been ridiculous. And obviously, part of it has to do with timing. But I don't know if they realized what a hit they had on their hands with this.
Oh, I think they did. That's why they moved it up. Because, I mean, this thing was supposed to air later in the year, and they got the thing moved up. So I think they knew they had something, and yeah, especially timing-wise, I think that's a big reason. And I think there's enough distance between him actually playing. See, some of these, like the 98 thing, I mean, most people remember that. I mean, that seems to me like, okay, you know, cool. But the Bulls, there's a whole generation that just doesn't know about those guys. And I think that's why the Bruce Lee one will be fascinating, because there's a lot of space between that and I'm curious about that, because I know the story, but, man, I loved Bruce Lee growing up, man. Game of Death I will still watch if it shows up, which I hope they get into that and how they had to film that after he died.
Yeah.
Because they had to use another actor, and they had to use scenes from other movies, and it still turned out pretty damn good, considering. And so that one fascinates me. You know, Lance Armstrong, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm kind of out on Lance, but maybe I'll watch it. I'm pretty sure I will. Cause
Lance, I'll always have an interesting relationship with, because when I lived in Austin, I was on the radio, and I would talk about how much of a lock it was that he was cheating. And people there, I mean, this was when everyone was wearing yellow bracelets, particularly in that town, and no one wanted to believe it, and then boom, shocker.
Yeah, I used to get in a lot of trouble when I was at the newspaper, because I would joke about that all the time. And every woman in the management meetings loved that guy. He's a hero. He's a hero. Now he's cheating his ass off. It'll come out. And I think it came out after I left, so I didn't get to "I told you so" anybody.
Oh, I did.
All right, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Listen, you're looking for a way to save some money. If you own your home, listen to my words. I'm about to help you out here. Guys, this is a really incredible service, and it takes almost no work from you, almost none. All you need is your address. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back with that. They're going to send you a full quote and a proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. I did this, and I saved over $1,000 annually on my homeowner's insurance, just like that. The company, the savings, they're legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 800 reviews. The average customer saves nearly $900 a year. There's no need to wait for your renewal either. TGS is going to save you money and help you get refunded on your previous policy right away. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance.
Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and I wish and I wish and I wish.
You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's wrap things up the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths.
Hey, before we do that, can I give a shout-out, Fred?
Absolutely.
Shout-out to Mike Wright, who got the win for the NC Dinos last night, 2-0 on the road. That's twice now they've beat the Samsung Lions. So that's what we – one more win, and that's what we call a winning streak, Fred.
Well, two in a row is a winning streak, technically.
Well, not according to Major League.
Well, okay. Fair enough.
We win one All right. more. That's a winning streak.
All right, here's your deaths, and we start with some celebrities. 1983, Muddy Waters. U.S. blues singer guitarist, dead at 70.
Very cool. I mean, not that he's dead, but
no, but he was a pioneer. 2015, Benny King, who sang "Stand by Me," dead at 76. Don't want to stand by you now, buddy.
Gross.
Wow, has it already been a year since Chewbacca died? Peter Mayhew. Wow, 74.
I guess so.
Miss Elizabeth. Pro wrestling manager for Randy Savage, overdose at 42.
Oh, no! Macho Man's in my top five wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time arguing with you on that one.
Someone asked that question last week, like, who are your five favorite wrestlers of all time? And when I thought about it a little bit, and he was in my top five.
I don't know that I'd dispute you on that one.
It was Andre the Giant, Shawn Michaels, Kevin Nash, Ravishing Rick Rude, and the Macho Man.
Yeah, I would have a different five, but the Macho Man would be in there. The other All three, right. I would have three different ones. Okay, 2006, Big Hawk, rapper from Houston, murdered at the age of 36.
I'm against murder, by the way. Ever since that day,
I was against murder a little before that, but okay. 1975, Mo Howard, better known as one of the Three Stooges. Hey, Mo, you're dead at 77. Boy, here's a theme. There's a little bit of theme going on from today's show. 2009, Dom DeLuise, who acted in Blazing Saddles, died of kidney failure at 75. Let me skip down here a little bit. May 2nd, 1972, J. Edgar Hoover, dead at 77. Boy, from all the movies you watch, from really any period pieces, it seems like J. Edgar Hoover was the most powerful guy on the planet.
You would think so.
Yeah. 1792, John Montague, the fourth Earl of Sandwich, who invented the sandwich, allegedly.
Respect.
Dead at 73. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to skip past some of these. Let's go to our best deaths. and a guy who came up earlier on the show as a possible endorsement, Adolf Hitler, dead at the age of 56 in 1945.
I remember, and I was happy about that, honestly. Normally, I don't celebrate deaths, but I thought that was a good one.
Well, you'll celebrate this one, 2011, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, I'm against him.
Yeah, glad he's dead. 1519, Leonardo da Vinci, dead at 67.
I won't celebrate that one. Although by now, even you know, it would have been time by now.
Wouldn't have made it till now. I'm sorry. 2012, MCA, Beastie Boys, dead at 67.
I did not celebrate that. Beastie Boys were the first. That was the first musical act that I identified with, like, as this is music for me, which is that bums me out.
2020, Don Shula, American Pro Football Hall of Fame coach.
The winningest coach of all time. That is a good run, man. You make it to 90, you shouldn't be upset about that.
Yeah, especially in the Ronaverse. I mean, you make it to 90, that's
And I don't think Rona got him. I think it was just, like, being old.
Yeah, yeah. What we call natural causes. 1821, Napoleon Bonaparte dies in exile from stomach cancer.
Sucks for him.
His life
Quit trying to take over the world.
His life got cut short. all right, two dead porn stars for you. 2005, Brittany Madison, at the age of 21, died from...
That sounds like a drug overdose.
Car accident. maybe while she was on drugs.
It has to be.
And May 6th, 2016, Candy Kane, Candy spelled C-A-N-D-Y-E,
what?
Dies at 50. Yeah.
What a horrible name.
C-A-N-D-Y-E, Kane, with a K.
Horrible way to spell that.
Well, she died at 50 from?
50?
50.
Breast cancer.
You know what? I'm going to give you that. Pancreatic cancer. Close
enough. Okay. All right.
The pancreas is close enough to the breast.
The pancreas bone's connected to the breast bone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's 7 degrees of porn star Kevin Bacon. We could probably make that work. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. And good job. Good job, Hoffman. Good job, Aaron. And, you know, we made it through. And hopefully tomorrow we can kind of get back to being normal, at least as normal as anyone can be. At this time of at this time in our history, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys. We will do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches. We stepped into the windy, had a gun, and had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin. You gonna answer that? To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.